Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I got a bill here on my Discover card from you folks, and I wondered what it's for.
Can I get your zip code and then your first and last name?
Pardon?
Your zip code and then your first and last name.
48883.
And then what was your first and last name?
Gordon Netzler.
Could you spell your last name?
N-E-T-Z-L-E-Y.
Could it be under Lynette with the same last name?
Yes.
And I do have an account for Lynette. Could you verify the mailing address?
The mailing address?
Yes, like the shipping address.
Post office box 166, and it's 119 West Wright Avenue, Shepherd, Michigan.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was an order that was placed for a pulse oximeter. However, there was a call that was already made on the 8th of January, and this account was canceled.
What was that again?
It was for a pulse oximeter. You put, like, the little heart rate monitor, you put it on your finger.
Just a minute. They say it's for your finger. Your oxygen sensor? Did we pay $49 for that? Well, why I wondered is I've got a bill for you folks, and in the last 2 months, I got it from two other addresses.
So whenever you place the orders for those pulse oximeters, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card for the $49.897. But that would have, like I said, there was a call that was made on January 8th, and this account was canceled, which stops any future billings. There would have been an email sent to Lynette, N-E-T-Z-L-E-Y, 119, at gmail.com.
What? Just a minute. She said it's an accident. Just a minute. I'll let you talk to my wife on the one that orders something like that. Maybe she can figure it out.
Yeah. It's me.
Hi. My name is Morgan from customer support. There was an order that was placed for a pulse oximeter. Whenever that order is placed, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. However, that subscription was canceled on the 8th of January from a call that was made.
What was that? It was canceled?
There was a call made on the 8th of January to have this account canceled. So it's been canceled since the 8th of this month.
Do you hear what she's saying? I don't understand. Yeah, sorry.
I was saying this account, there was a call that was made on the 8th of January, and this account has been canceled. So that cancellation stops the monthly subscription.
Okay, what was the account?
Whenever an order is placed for the pulse oximeter, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription. There would have been a gift card that was emailed to Lynette, NETZLEY119, at gmail.com.
And that was, you give me a gift card for what?
It's a $125 gift card that goes towards any purchase in our store.
Okay.
That would have been emailed between the 7th of January and the 7th of December.
Was that when I bought a air fryer or something?
Not the air fryer, a pulse oximeter. The heart rate.
Okay, we did the air fryer, and I did get that.
No, not an air fryer, a pulse oximeter, the heart rate monitor.
Heart rate monitor?
You put it on your finger.
Oh, oxygen thing.
Yes.
Oh, I shouldn't have. They shouldn't have charged me for that. Because I was supposed to get it for a lot less. So I ordered it.
When you place that order, that's an entry gift to our monthly subscription. However, again, this account was canceled on the 8th of January from a call that was made. Or you called in on the 8th of January and had this account canceled.
Okay. I wanted it canceled.
Yes, so, and it's been canceled since earlier this month.
So now, why are we still being charged?
That cancellation doesn't issue a refund. It just stops any future billings. It stops the monthly subscription.
Okay, I want whatever it is. I want it gone.
It's been canceled since earlier this month.
Okay, so we got to still pay $49?
We can offer a partial refund for 35%.
Okay, talk slower.
We can offer a partial refund for 35%.
95%?
35.
I don't know why. Is that, that's that, to check your oxygen, right?
That's correct.
That is a ripoff because the thing don't even work. So how much am I going to have to pay?
So it'd be $17.49 going back to you.
$17?
It would be $17.49 going back to you.
And so we got to pay the rest.
That was already billed on the 7th, so it would just be a refund.
Oh, I want to get all the refund I can get because the thing didn't even work, and I didn't realize that I was going to be paying monthly payments for that.
Yes, I did go ahead and issue that 35% refund. It'll be posted in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yeah.
It's C like Charlie.
Just no, I'll let you. My husband's going to write it. So.
What's that again?
It's C like Charlie.
Zero?
A C like cat.
Okay, C.
25. 87. 15. 13. 5.
Now, what is, I didn't catch what this number was for.
It's a it's just a confirmation number.
Okay. And, so if we don't get our refund, I'm supposed to call this number?
That's not a phone number to call. It's just for your personal records to say this account has been canceled.
Okay. Okay, I hope that clears it up because it's been a mess. Yeah, we would like to have had one that worked, but this one, that was junk.
Yes, Sam. So if you would like, we can have another one shipped out to you.
We're done paying, so I'm gonna call Discovery and have it shut down. So okay, because this makes a third different company that did this to us. So okay, we'll see what we can do. Bye.
Yes, sir. Did you want the reshipment of the order?
Pardon?
Did you want the replacement pulse oximeter?
No. We'll just shut it down.
This account's been canceled since the 8th of this month. We would just send the pulse oximeter as a one-time courtesy.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for calling customer support. Or give me one moment.
Yeah.
So, as a one-time courtesy, instead of that 35% refund, we just issued the full refund on the $49.97, since you said it didn't work.
I'm sorry, I don't
Instead of a 50, instead of a 35% refund, we issued the full refund for the $49.97.
We would like to have the full refund.
Yes, as I stated, instead of 35%, we issued a full refund for the $49.97.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,